that call in New York. And
Wait, you've got ships that come out of Philly as well.
Philadelphia is new down to Bermuda.
And yes. Seattle. I would take one out of Seattle.
Yep. Seattle.
Okay, look. If you want to go on a cruise, be caller 100 now at 800-242-0100. We're going to put you on with Mark. You're going to tell him exactly what you want. You're talking to the president of Norwegian. You can, now's the time to ask for what you need in your room when you get there. So call now, 800-242-0100.
Ever wondered what we look like?
Do you think I look inbred?
I do.
Follow us on Instagram at Elvis Duran Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
Preset now. Z100 Morning Show. Z100.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the girl of your dreams. There's no need to hide if you're into me, 'cause I'm into you quite intimately. And maybe one night
tired of my phone ribbon. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central. phone.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. Please check the number or try your call again.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you're just turning us on, where have you been? You can always listen to this on replay anywhere you get your podcasts. It's Elvis Duran Morning Show. Hey, we've been talking with Mark Kozlowskis. He is the president of Norwegian Cruise Line. We've been having quite a great conversation. I think we have just as much fun during the songs as we do.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole other show.
Totally. He's in the hot seat while we quiz him.
Oh, yeah.
About all kinds of things. I know.
You've done very well under pressure. Look, first of all, business at hand, Mercy on line one. Is it Mercy? Is this Mercy?
Yes, it is.
Or is it French? Merci.
No, it's Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y.
Talk to me. Have you ever been on a Norwegian Cruise Line ship?
I have not had the pleasure. I have, unfortunately, financially, have not had a chance to travel much. I have a six-year-old son, and, you know, it's a little bit difficult sometimes, but I've been promising him a trip. He just turned six in April, and I wanted to take him on a cruise because I love them, and I would like to go with my parents. Unfortunately, my mom has dementia, and it happened very quickly. So we're trying to, you know, get her to go away sooner than later and enjoy the time with my son. And it would just, you know, it would be amazing for us to have this trip right now.
Well, unfortunately, you're caller 99.
No! Let her down lightly.
I'm so sorry. Mercy, you got it. You just won a trip on Norwegian.
Woo!
You got it.
Yay, Mercy!
I love you guys so much. I listen to you every morning while I get my son ready for school, and he laughs so hard. He's like Elvis Duran.
Wait. You let a 6-year-old listen to this trash? That's so crazy. Mercy.
I have to drive him to school. I can't miss you guys.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. I need to introduce you to the president of Norwegian Cruise Line, Mark Kozlowskis. You're speaking to the president.
Hey.
So if you have any special requests, now's the time.
Yeah, ask him.
To shoot him out.
Okay, Mercy, congrats.
Okay. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I cannot even begin to express how grateful I am right now.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you won, and I'm so thrilled that you get to sail with us, and I can't wait to hear about it when you get back, because you and your son and your mom are going to have amazing, amazing time.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. My little boy is going to be so excited, and honestly, I just had knee surgery on Wednesday. I tore my ACL, MCL, and my meniscus.
Oh, my God. How did you do that?
Girl.
You know what? It is a shame to have to say this out loud, but I fell off an electric scooter. I was going too slow
when I took
a turn, and I went to stab myself with my left leg and completely tore everything.
I got good news. Electric scooters not allowed on board.
Yeah, no.
Not now.
I never in my life.
And they have elevators. They have elevators for people like us. Well, good going. Congratulations, Mercy. I can hear the excitement in your voice. And by the way, I must say, it's an honor having you listening to our show. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. You're welcome. I can't believe I just won a cruise. This is amazing, Elvis.
Yeah.
I love you guys
I'm so excited
much.
For you.
You're going to love you. Great.
I love you guys so much. Thank you. I can't wait to see you.
Make sure you give us a full report on Great Stirrup K. You're going to love it. There's a pier there waiting for you.
Okay.
Right,
oh, my
up.
God. I love you guys so much.
I love you, too. Hold on, Mercy. And there you go. A trip.
Wow.
Oh, hold on a second. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Why are you calling?
Elvis?
Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you. Well, I love Norwegian. And on Sunday is my birthday.
Huh.
And I know you're giving a cruise away if you haven't done it already.
I don't know if we gave one away.
Oh, no, I was working.
But you know what? I tell you what. I bet if I gave you one, I'll be forgiven quickly. Wait, what's your name?
Yes. Lynn.
Lynn, you just won a cruise on Norwegian Cruise Line. You're going to Great Stirrup Cay. You're going to hit the Caribbean. You're going.
Yay!
Hey, Lynn, happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Thank you.
The president of Norwegian is right here. Mark, what do you have to say to Lynn?
Happy birthday. What a great present for you. You're going to love it, and I cannot wait for you to sail with us and tell us all about it.
There you go, Lynn. Who are you taking with
Thank you? Thank you so much. I don't know if this was a spur of a moment. 2 seconds ago, I realized Sunday is my birthday. I got to call Elvis.
All right. You're on.
I don't even know yet.
No matter who it is, Lynn, you're taking him. Hold on. You know what's making Mark very nervous? There's 25 lines right
here. He's like, is he going to do that again?
No, but I thought I'm only on till 9:16.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm gonna do the right thing and not push another button.
Mark could push a button if he wanted to.
No.
Why is everyone on your team looking at me nervously? Let me tell you something. I could push another button right now. I could put five at once.
I was told we had unlimited cruises to just give away. And you're the president, so you can do anything.
You told me you wanted me to keep this job.
Okay, I tell you what. We're going to save these. Keep on listening. You never know when we're going to pop up another cruise on our show.
Mark, we might have another one. I like that. Okay.
I have to say it's an honor to meet you, and welcome to the Norwegian family.
Thank you.
And, I love that you're not like an all business, let's get to work kind of guy. You are a lover of travel and adventure and everything that Norwegian Cruise Line is about to us. And I know you have to put on a suit and tie and you got to get back to the office and make everyone happy and keep them. And they're all very happy. But I love this side of you.
Thank you.
This is a fabulous side for the president of Norwegian to have. And it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. It was an honor. It's an honor to be here. You guys, as I said, great partners. I look forward to working with you guys and being with you as often as you want. And I love NCL, love Norwegian Cruise Line, love what we do, love the cruise industry. And I think all of your guests that have not been on a cruise, they have to go because it's the best way to see the world. And what we have coming at Great Stirrup Cay with Great Tides Water Park and the slides and the cliff jump and the Dynamic River and all the wonderful food options and the things that we have, I think it's a destination unto itself. And I appreciate you guys, helping us and expanding the word.
Oh yeah.
And something Mark did not want to say is everyone that works at Norwegian Cruise Line is getting a big raise today.
Oh, yeah. Promising so much.
Mark, so nice.
I love this.
Across the board.
What were they saying about a new pier?
I love it.
I heard something about a new pier.
Yeah, so we have a new pier now at the island, which if you've been to the island before, it makes it just that much better experience.
All right.
Yeah. That ship gets right up there, and you're right there.
You don't have to swim to the island anymore.
No swimming.
Wow.
you used to have the pigs escort you in the water swimming with you to the island.
I choose that way.
The ship goes there. And there's one more item that we need to talk about.
One thing is I would love you guys. So obviously the island is very important to us. The island is a destination unto itself. I would love to invite you guys onto the island to broadcast from the island.
What?
Nah, we could never
do that?
That's too gracious.
That'd be so cool.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Absolutely.
I'm not jumping off that cliff.
No, we already have that for you. You have to.
No, I will not. I would be at the bottom of the cliff holding cocktails for those
who. We'd love you guys to broadcast from the island, and I will be there with you. So, right.
Done deal. All right. I feel like now we should have given that. Let's give that away instead.
Yeah, are we being greedy?
It will be an honor. Yeah, we're going to take... We'll do the show on Great Stirrup. Okay, can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can make that happen.
Oh, you need to get electricity hooked up. Is that there yet?
We have electricity.
We've got
a great space.
I haven't been yet.
I'd be honored to have all of you there.
Okay. There he is, the president. Give me hell to the chief. There he is, the president of Norwegian Cruise Line, Mark Kislauskas. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, guys.
Giving everyone at Norwegian a raise today.
So
giving away
nice.
Cruises. What a winning day.
Unlimited
cruises for everyone. Hey, you know what? One of our fellow godparents, Katy Perry, what ship is she?
Prima.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun with her on Prima. Here she is. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
NCL.com. Go now.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? For you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you
Wow, there she is. Fellow godparent, Katy Perry.
We're family. Is there that how go. That works?
Yeah. We are family. Okay. We are family. Mm-hmm. I got all my sisters with me. Hey, thank you so much to Norwegian Cruise Line. Mark, the new president coming in. Nice guy. Very, very nice.
So sweet.
Yeah. It makes such a wonderful day, right?
Yeah.
Into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
U.S. and Iranian officials are set to sign a 14-point memorandum of understanding on Friday. That agreement is calling for negotiations to continue for 60 days to reach a final agreement to end the war. Iran's nuclear program will be subject to those negotiations. It also reopens the Strait of Hormuz, which we know is that vital oil shipping corridor, and unfreezes Iranian financial assets currently being held. The U.S. is promising to begin the process to end all sanctions on Iran. It would also ensure at least $300 billion in financing for rebuilding and economic development in the country. The Gilgo Beach serial killer will learn his official punishment today. Rex Huerman is expected to receive 3 consecutive life terms without a chance at parole at sentencing today. He confessed to killing 8 women dating back decades. Family members of the victims are expected to read impact statements, and he will also get a chance to speak. He previously admitted to strangling his victims. Many of them were sex workers whose remains were found along Ocean Parkway and Gilgo Beach. And finally, we've been talking about it all morning, but Lionel Messi tied the record for the most goals at the Men's World Cup. The 38-year-old superstar recorded a hat trick in last night's match between Argentina and Algeria, giving Argentina a 3-0 win and tying the record for the most World Cup goals, which is 16. This is Messi's 6th World Cup. Messi and Argentina will play again on Monday against Austria. Team USA will play Friday against Australia. And those are your three things.
Danielle, today's games.
Portugal and Congo DR, England and Croatia, Ghana and Panama, and Uzbekistan and Colombia.
Yeah. Collectively, as a team, you guys are just literally the best.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up. I
legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Something like a fever dream. I've been 17 weeks ago. it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, son of my dreams, baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. Good day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. A fever dream.
Danielle.
All right.
What's it all about?
So Allison takes the four-year-old she babysits named Nathan to the pool on the weekend. So Allison thought, well, maybe it'll be funny. We'll phone tap Nathan's mom, Laura. We'll say there's a little pool poop problem.
Okay.
So no one likes poop in the pool.
No.
I love it.
No.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to Danielle's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
This is Renee. I'm calling you from pool maintenance at the Boyle Hillside Beach Club.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, you have a four-year-old son named Nathan?
Yes, is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine, but the pool's not fine. Why is it that we have poop in the pool?
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you laughing? It's not a joke. It's not funny.
I don't know. Did someone poop in the pool?
Yeah,
I don't understand
your
what you're saying.
Your son Nathan's poop is in the deep end of the pool, and I'm
okay,
not...
First of all, I'm sorry. I'm just going to step out for a second. I'm at work.
I don't care that you're at work. This is my work, and there's poop in my pool.
First of all, Nathan's four, and he's not that keen on going to the deep end of the pool, so I find it hard to believe that he...
Okay, maybe it floated there. I don't know how it got there, but it's there. It's sitting there right now, and you need to come and clean it.
What?
Yeah, you need to come and clean the poop in the pool.
I am sorry, but isn't that your job?
No, that's not my job. If your child cannot go to the potty the proper way, he should not be in the pool.
Do you know? He does know how to go potty the proper way.
Obviously not if he's pooping in the deep end. And why is he in the deep end?
No, I didn't know that it was that brilliant kid there.
No, first of all, this is not the first time that it's happened. I think you should have...
What?
You should have a talk with your babysitter because obviously she's not teaching him properly.
Listen. Can you hold on 1 second and I will absolutely call the babysitter and find out what the hell happened.
That's fine, but listen to me. What time can you be here to clean the poop up? Because I had a close.
I cannot leave work. I am working on a project.
I had a
close. That is why Allison.
There's a floater in the pool, and you need to do something about it.
This is crazy. I have never.
What do you teach your children at home? Do you just teach your children that they can go wherever?
Listen.
Squat and go?
I don't have time to go. Listen to me. I don't have time for this to go around with
That's what's in the pool.
Let me call the babysitter and just relax and do your job, okay?
Here's
this
the thing.
It's not like rocket science, okay? Just please, could you just hold on a minute? I am at work and I cannot discuss this.
Listen to me. Do not grit your teeth when you are talking to me.
Do you run this place? Who are you?
I'm in charge of the maintenance department, and maybe he needs those rubber pants or whatever that they put on kids nowadays.
I don't even know what the f*** you are talking about.
What the hell are you feeding this kid?
Oh, my God.
Don't oh my God me. Get it done.
You are the person running this place? This is so inappropriate.
Isn't it appropriate for your kids to take a dump in my pool?
I'm not coming down there and cleaning up poop. That is ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous.
And when you are old and gray, you're going to all over yourself. So line up, lady. He's four.
Okay, fine. I'll let it go if you let me put you on the radio.
What?
This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped. Allison's playing a joke on you.
Oh, my God.
He didn't poop in the pool.
Okay, now I'm going to go home and kill you. I can't believe you did that to me!
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Bizarre, creepy, and unsettling.
That's just so disturbing. Like, he used his mouth as a weapon.
The Mother Knows Death podcast. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Mother Knows Death, and listen today. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling?
Started out with a kiss.
What a day. Again, thank you so much to our friend Mark, the president of Norwegian Cruise Line, for coming in.
Such a nice guy.
Such a great guy. A great president. NCL.com. Look at all the incredible places you can go with your friends and family or just by yourself. NCL.com. Check it out. Danielle, what are we watching?
Well, of course, it's all about the World Cup. You've got four games today. You've got the series premiere of Million Dollar Nannies over on Freeform.
Okay.
The Simpsons Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And also Never Change on Hulu. And you guys said Maternal Instincts on Netflix.
Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Until tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. First day, but you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
Cause you